This is Sound and Query, the Southern Illinois University Medical Library's podcast. I'm Lydia Howes, your host and one of many friendly librarians here. Tune in for information about the School of Medicine's activities and research, library events and resources, and anything else that we deem interesting. From July 13th to August 29th, the Southern Illinois University School of Medicine Library is hosting an art exhibition featuring artwork by the members of the Illinois Prairie Pastel Society. The opening reception is this Friday, July 17th, from 5 to 7 p.m. Come to meet and mingle with the artists. Today I'm joined by Tracy Morris and Don Ramsey, two of the members of the Illinois Prairie Pastel Society who have work featured in this exhibition. I'm so excited to chat with you today. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
We're happy to be here.
First of all, for those of us who are not familiar with the Illinois Prairie Pastel Society, could you give our listeners a little bit of a background on the society and the exhibits?
Sure. The Illinois Prairie Pastel Society was created in 2006, and it initially started off with about six members, pastel artists, and since then we're now up to about 45 members. And with the Pastel Society, we're primarily looking at individuals that are enthusiastic with using soft pastels. Not oil pastels, but the soft pastels, which are the pure pigments that are used in paints and oil paints and watercolors, but we use the pure pigment in a stick form. And the Pastel Society itself is a mentoring type of organization where we try to make venues available throughout the year so that our member artists can have opportunities to exhibit their paintings or sell their paintings. We also foster a lot of educational opportunities, bringing in national artists to do workshops, and several of our member artists also do workshops and classes on a regular basis. So our members might have anywhere from 30 or 40 years of experience with pastels, or they may be just learning about pastels. And so we really try to foster that camaraderie and just getting people excited about the painting medium.
What's the difference between a pastel and chalk?
We tend to cringe when someone says, oh, you're using chalks. Even though they look like a chalk because they are in stick format, the pastels are a pure color pigment that are held together with a very small amount of binder, and that's what holds them into the stick format. But they're very, very saturated with the color pigments. And so the pigments will stay vibrant for hundreds and hundreds of years, just as an oil painting will hold its color for hundreds and hundreds of years. Pastel paintings will do the same. A chalk is actually very, very little color, and it's mostly calcium carbonate. So even if you hold a piece of chalk in one hand and a pastel in another, you're going to feel a significant weight difference. The chalk is going to be very, very light. The pastel is going to be heavier because it's so dense with color pigment.
Okay. Thanks for that clarification. And Don, did you have anything to add?
Well, when you're using pastels, since this is a dry media, you work on a kind of a sandpaper. Talk about the paper having tooth. But it does last. There's nothing in a pastel to change colors. An oil often will get darker as it's exposed to time and light. So it's a very permanent type of painting to do.
So is that what drew you to pastel?
Actually, my wife is my main reason I do pastels, because she's been doing it for about 40 years, Sherry. But and she liked it. She started in oil. But if you're a mother or a housewife or have another job, with pastels, you can work for 20 minutes, lay down the pastel, and take care of another problem. While in an oil, you have to worry about cleaning up your oils and redoing them, and they dry out. So it's a very, I think it's a user-friendly medium. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and with oils, there's usually a lot of chemical solvents that you have to use, and pastels are very, very convenient. Even for those of us who might travel or want to paint outdoors, you don't have to take lots of materials with you. They're very, very convenient.
I understand you have a couple of shows every year that you put on just for your members. And I was wondering how you decided to come show at the School of Medicine Library, as opposed to somewhere that people are more likely to think art in association to than a medical school.
Well, I'm the chair of the exhibits committee, and we meet with the executive board of the Pastel Society every January and map out what shows we're going to have for the members over the course of the year. And we have several venues that ask us back every year. The Chatham Area Library, Springfield Art Association. And so those are some of our regular member shows, but we also like to look for other venues as well. And years ago, we knew that SIU School of Medicine used to host some shows for artists, and we decided to check back into that. We have a couple of our members have been affiliated with SIU School of Medicine, Dr. Don Ramsey being one, Dr. Roland Foltz, Mary Corgan Stern. And so we felt it was a good kind of lead-in to be able to tap into these members to see who would we need to speak with at SIU to see about resurrecting some sort of art show. And so I was able to get in contact with Connie Poole, and she had explained to me at the beginning of this year that the library was in the middle of a major redecoration. And she was very, very excited about the redecoration and also about the prospect of us having a show here. And so we just ran with it, and we now have the show hung, and the library is gorgeous, and the lighting is wonderful, and we just think it's an incredible venue, and we greatly appreciate the School of Medicine letting us come in and share our art.
Oh, we're very glad to have you. We are very excited about our brand new renovated library. Don, did you notice anything different when you came up here?
It looked completely different than what I remembered. A lot of stacks are gone. None of the little tiny student desks are still there. There are tables and a lot of more computer friendly hookups are available for the students now.
Yes, we are really enjoying our renovation. So we hope everyone can get use out of it. Tracy mentioned that you were a faculty member here before your retirement, and your piece in the show, I believe it's entitled Juggling Doctors.
Yes, I've been retired a year, and unfortunately I had some hand problems, and I saw at least three different doctors for this, and I had another doctor, so I thought I would, or two, so I thought I'd put them in my painting. Yeah, it's a self-portrait, so it's a portrait of me juggling symbolically these five doctors.
So why don't you talk about the hidden symbolism?
It's not too hidden, actually. This will be giving it all away for them, but that's okay, because they wouldn't figure it out.
I had no idea what was going on when I looked at the picture. So.
In my left hand, there's a bus, and there are people in it, and that's for Dr. Bussing. And then as it goes up into the air, next to me is it actually probably is a turnip, but I wanted it to be a rutabaga, but when I looked up rutabagas, this is what came up, and so I drew it, and that is to represent Dr. Not a Berry, because it's not a berry, it's a rutabaga, or in this case, a turnip. And then there's a trap coming down, and that's of course Dr. Trapp. And in my hand is a deer with a fawn, which I consider a, that, since it has a fawn, it has to be a true doe. It can't be a fake doe. So that's Dr. Trudeau. And over my left shoulder is a wrench, an Allen wrench for Dr. Allen. So they've all made it in there, and they all have a little shadow on me because they've affected me.
Have any of them seen this painting yet?
No. And nor have they heard about it.
Well, what if one of them is listening?
I'm hoping they all come and see it.
It's a remarkable piece. It's very, very cool.
And I understand your wife, Sherry Ramsey, also has a piece in the show.
Yes, she does. Thank you for mentioning her. She has been doing pastels for 40 years. And, certainly I learned all the mechanical things I need to know. If I ask her, she tells me. And she has and she likes color and she likes landscapes. There's a big, I think it's almost a red landscape, which you'll see when you come to visit the show.
Tracy, would you like to tell us a little bit about the pieces that you're showcasing?
Sure. My background is occupational therapy. And so last year I wanted to do a series of paintings in honor of occupational therapy. And so I called it the Working Hands series. And they were every painting involved hands that were engaged in activity. And I had a featured artist show last year with 23 of these paintings, but one particular painting I had done, I held back because I was hoping we would be able to have a show here. Right now, I do have three paintings from the series in this show, but the one that I really wanted to be able to feature here is one with, it's called Partners, and it's a gentleman with a prosthetic hand buttoning his shirt.
So why were you especially hoping to have that piece showcased here?
Back when I was in high school, and I was trying to figure out what to do with my life, one of my dad's colleagues had to go to a hand therapist, and my dad drove him and actually drove him to SIU. I think it was the hand therapy clinic was actually at that time with Memorial. And he was so intrigued by what the therapist, the occupational therapist, did at the hand clinic that he told me about it, and that got me inspired to become an occupational therapist. And so some of the hand therapists that still work for SIU School of Medicine now have become my professional colleagues. And so it just, I felt tied in beautifully to feature now not only hands involved in activities, but specifically prosthetics involved in activities of daily living.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Sure.
This exhibit is going to be up until the end of August.
Yes.
And although the paintings are up now, so everyone can come look at them, we are holding in a Meet the Artist opening on Friday from 5 to 7. Why should people come to this Meet the Artists?
Well, I think, first of all, this is a beautiful location, a beautiful venue. The display itself is wonderful. The lighting is wonderful. But probably the most important thing is we have 24 or 25 artists that have worked hard to create these original paintings, and they're sharing them with the public. Some of the paintings, I would say about 3/4 of the paintings are available for sale. We actually finished hanging the show yesterday afternoon, and I got a call at 9 o'clock last night that one of the paintings has already sold.
That was fast.
Yes. So we're very excited about that. So it's an opportunity to see the hard work that the artists have done, but it's also an opportunity to see the breadth of things that can be done with pastels. With our member artists, we have a lot of different styles. And so we'll have Sherry Ramsey's piece that is just an explosion of beautiful color. Mm-hmm. We've got other pieces that are abstracts. We have pieces that are more realistic. We have some that are what I would call kind of funky and fun. So pastels as a medium allow you to do so much variety of subject matter. And this is an ideal opportunity to see what that looks like, see what potential pastels have.
Don, can you think of any other reasons that people should come view the show, or especially on Friday, come to meet the artists?
Well, I'd like to see all my old buddies again.
So consider that an invitation, if you know Don, to come to our opening on Friday. Tracy, you mentioned that many of the paintings are for sale. If someone comes to the exhibit and sees something they like to purchase, what's the next step?
Each painting has a label with it that is, it lists the title of the painting, the artist, and the selling price if it is for sale. And then it also has the artist's contact information. So any of the sales won't go through SIU School of Medicine, but the individual can contact the artist directly and make that purchase happen.
Thank you for coming. We're always excited to talk to the people involved in our exhibits.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you very much. We greatly appreciate the opportunity.
To learn more about the Illinois Prairie Pastel Society, including how you can join, or to see more member artwork, you can go online to their website at www.illinoisprairiepastelsociety.org. We'll post a link to their website, as well as a copy of the flyer for the exhibition, on the School of Medicine Library website. Remember, you can visit the exhibition between July 13th and August 29th, and we hope you'll join us for the opening exhibition on Friday. Thanks for listening to Sound and Query. For more information about the library, its services and resources, or to learn about future events and podcasts, please visit our website at www.siumed.edu/lib.